Adoptions of small or exotic animals, which includes rabbits, guinea pigs and reptiles, have risen over 50% in the last 12 months. However, this has also led to a rise in the number of these animals being surrendered or rescued. Our reporter Kian Burns visited the DSPCA, who've opened a new facility to cater for these animals.
That is the sound of some gerbils at the DSPCA's new Small Animals and Exotic Centre, which opened this week. Gillian Bird is Head of Education and Media at the DSPCA.
So it's somewhere that people can come who are interested in getting a stranger pet, something that's not a dog or a cat, and where they can actually learn. They can be educated by the staff in what is needed to look after the animals, and they can actually understand that a lot of the animals we get in here do still need homes. It's not just dogs and cats and horses. We have a lot of the small animals and the exotics that need homes too.
Many of the animals who come to this centre have been abandoned by their owners and were lucky enough to make it here to the DSPCA.
My name's Caroline Mothersill. I'm the Small Animal and Exotic House Area Manager. So most of them are actually found in parks. They're left in cardboard boxes, they're left in carriers, and people find them when they go to a park or along the side of the road. We've had a few people that find them, and it's usually rabbits and guinea pigs. Guinea pigs often found up the mountains, so I think people drive them up and they just leave them outside of the cars. And really it's terrible, because if somebody doesn't find them, something is going to get them in the night, like some predators is going to get them, because they don't know how to survive.
The DSPCA say they will take in rabbits, guinea pigs, reptiles, birds and even ferrets.
So this is Slinky. He's a one-year-old ferret. He's one of two that were brought in to us after being found abandoned. He must have been a pet because he is so incredibly friendly. He just loves people, loves being out and interacting with everyone, and he's super, super playful.
They also want to encourage people not to abandon animals like Slinky, and above all, know what care small animals and exotics need.
If you can't look after your rabbit or your guinea pig, to reach out to shelters, and we will try to facilitate as many as we possibly can. But the main thing is to research before you adopt. Because rabbits and guinea pigs are not as simple as people might think. They do require hard work. They're like any other pet. They're like having a dog or a cat. And they need specific diet, specific care. And they do live for 10 to 12 years.
One of those rabbits that was lucky enough to be found by the DSPCA is Content in Gillian Bird's arm.
This is Sugar. Sugar's about 6 months old. He's a gorgeous little rabbit who actually came into us. He was found abandoned in a box, a sugar donut box, which is where he got his name from. He's absolutely gorgeous. He's really calm. He's actually just come back from fostering, so he is looking for a home. And he's like one of the many animals that we have here, the rabbits, the guinea pigs, all of which need a lot of TLC, which is where they're given by the staff. And sometimes they end up in foster homes to give them that extra little bit of care outside the shelter.